Citigroup will pay $2 billion to settle a class-action lawsuit over its role in the Enron debacle. The company made the announcement today. Citigroup is one of a number of financial institutions alleged to have helped Enron hide its true financial condition. It did so as Enron's energy trading business was falling apart. NPR's Jack Speer has the story.
Enron's spiral into bankruptcy in December of 2001 was one of the worst collapses in corporate history. $44 billion worth of shareholder wealth vanished. Today's settlement means that 50,000 or so Enron stock and bondholders who were affected by the company's collapse will now be able to recover some of their money.
The size of the settlement is virtually unprecedented. It's very satisfying, but we have a long way yet to go.
Bill Larrack is lead counsel representing the University of California, the lead plaintiff in the class action case brought on behalf of Enron shareholders against a group of banks which allegedly helped Enron raise money and conceal losses, even as the Houston-based company was imploding. Larrack acknowledges this latest settlement won't make investors whole, but he says it is a step in the right direction.
We have $2.5 billion so far recovered for these investors. There are several large solvent defendants remaining in the case, and we're very hopeful about further large recoveries.
Among the Wall Street firms yet to settle, J.P. Morgan Chase and Goldman Sachs. David Reuter is a law professor at Northwestern University and is a former chairman of the Securities and Exchange Commission. He says while the Citigroup settlement is large, it needs to be viewed in context. This is a company that made nearly $5.5 billion in its most recent quarter.
What's astounding, I think, for the average American is that $2 billion can be written off by a company and it's not a big deal for them. And they had a $2.5 billion or something like that in the WorldCom matters as well. So we're talking $4 to $4.5 billion, and it's not anything big.
But there are some on Wall Street who say even if the settlement isn't a huge hit to Citigroup's bottom line, it sends an important message. Tim Griske is chief investment officer at Solaris Asset Management, a money management firm with substantial Citigroup holdings.
Enron was a major disaster for corporate America. A lot of people were fooled, not just the investment banks, like Citigroup and J.P. Morgan, but a lot of investors as well. So not surprised to see some big numbers here hit corporate America in terms of shareholder settlement.
In a statement, Chief Executive Charles Prince said it's a key priority of the bank to settle cases like this one and, quote, put a difficult chapter in our history behind us. In settling the Enron case, Citigroup admitted no wrongdoing. Jack Speer, NPR News.